Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
We're back with Clan Chat at the Locker Room as we wing our way through the Glasgow Clan team for 2018-19. I'm Craig Anderson, and my latest interview brings us to a player with a year of Elite League experience already, where he won the Gardner Conference and reached the playoff finals weekend with the Fife Flyers. Now he's swapped the white of Kirkcaldy for the purple of Glasgow as Liam Healy's checks in and ready to go for the new campaign. So I began by asking him why Glasgow was the preferred option for him after such a good year with Fife.
I had a number of excellent conversations with Pete Russell and Gareth Chalmers, they really sold me on the vision and the direction of the club and which way they wanted to go. And I thought that my interests and beliefs really aligned with theirs as well. A big important piece of that and my contract is the partnership with Glasgow Caledonian University. As an athlete, I've always thought of myself as a student of the game, and I also am true to academics outside of sport as well. And I was really hoping to continue my education. And through that partnership with Glasgow Caledonian University, they were able to set me up with a PhD for this coming season. And I'm eagerly looking forward to that and meeting all of my my new students and professors that I'll be working with.
Now, you were a player at Fife Flyers last year. You'll be well-versed in the rivalry between the two teams. What did you make of what was Brayhead Clan when you came up against them last year?
I know very well of the rivalry, that's for sure, being on the other side of things last season. I think it makes for excellent hockey and great games for the fans to watch, but more importantly for us to be a part of as players. Last season, I definitely wasn't a fan of the Brayhead Clan, but that's for sure. But I'm looking forward to wearing my new colors and partaking and being a big part of that rivalry for this coming season as well.
Needless to say, your decision to move to Glasgow didn't really go down well with some of the Fife fans I saw on social media.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I'm saying your decision to move to Glasgow didn't go down well with some of the Fife fans on social media I saw.
Yeah, no, I noticed that as well. you know, you can't please everyone, and the game of hockey is a business, and this was a business decision for myself and where I am in my athletic and professional career. And, you know, I was always very, very grateful and thankful for the supporters that we had in Fife. And I've had and received a number of nice messages from fans and really appreciate that. I'm looking forward to going back regardless of wearing my new colors and wearing them with pride.
Now, your return to the Elite League last year, you won the Gardner Conference, you helped Fife get all the way to the playoff finals weekend. So what are you hoping to achieve with Glasgow Clan this year?
I certainly think that one of the priorities is winning that Gardner Conference and having a great showing in our Scottish Conference, and then going from there and continuing to build throughout the season. I think that we will have a great opportunity at the Challenge Cup as well. And I think with the team that P Pete and Gareth have assembled, you know, we're really looking forward to taking a league championship as well. And I mean, you look at those outcomes in the long run, and that's what every team wants to achieve. But I think that the job will be to instill the processes day to day that will help make those things attainable at the end of the season and when those trophies come up for grabs. So I think if we're focused on the day-to-day process and each individual game one at a time, I think this team can have a lot of success.
Now, the first games you'll play in will be the summer series games, two German opponents, a Hungarian opponent, and a Norwegian one as well. So you've got a variety there to look forward to. Is it all about just getting in front of the fans now and showing what you can do?
Yeah, certainly. I think we want to show our fans early what this team's going to be comprised of and how we're gonna battle on the ice. And I hope that our battle levels and intensity on the ice reflects our fans well. And in seeing some contenders from different styles and different walks of the game, we're really looking forward to testing ourselves with these teams that we've brought in. So it'll be really interesting to see how we measure up with these opponents from Germany, Norway, and Hungary.
And I'm curious to know, as a player who played against the Clan last year, what was it like playing in front of the Purple Army?
Oh, it was quite intimidating, to be honest. The fans there were quite loud, and because of the rivalry itself, it adds a little bit more spice to the game. And I really enjoy those games with that sort of intensity level. And I'm happy to be on the Brayhead side of the things in that arena, that's for sure.
So that's it. Thanks for listening to this Clan Chat vignette as we build up to the new season. Don't forget to subscribe to Clan Chat through Audioboom, iTunes and Spotify. And if you want to leave a review about this or any edition, feel free to do so. All feedback is welcome. Get the latest news and ticket information from Glasgow Clan by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. I'll be back with another interview, so on behalf of myself, Craig Anderson and producer Stuart Priest, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.